Hey, family, my name's Steve. I'm an addict.
Steve.
Take just a quick moment. Invite the God of your understanding into the meeting. Okay, so it's not my favorite thing to do, right? A couple months ago, I had Drew, I walked out of the, showed up an area and ran into Drew, and he said, just the person I'm looking for. Huh. So he asked me to speak, and, when I first started coming around, right, it was taught to me that, like, when you're asked to speak somewhere, you always show up, and I take that seriously because, to me, that shows the gratitude that I have for this fellowship that gave me the life that I have today, which is a beautiful, beautiful life. Like a month after he asked me, I said, well, is there a topic? And then he says, yeah, simplicity's the key. Yeah. So my first thought was like, you're asking somebody that overthinks everything, has overthought the program, everything about it, to share on that. With ADD and all that other shit, like, I'm like, yeah. So, I told myself I'm gonna read about, what other people have talked about it to try to get an understanding. But you know what? What I came to the conclusion is this, like, the program's about the steps, and it's about the principles incorporated in the steps. So for me, I came down to the community I'm in, like, from jail in 2013. My clean date's November 6, 2013. I came down to from Erie County Prison down to Altoona and went through treatment, went through the halfway house, and went through the recovery house. I remember complicating things, right? And I remember, people say, I was ready, I was done, I was ready to take suggestions. And I had my my sponsor, I'd asked somebody to sponsor me, and I remember being in the house and saying to somebody, like, I couldn't make the decision whether I was going to go back to Erie or I was going to stay in Altoona. And I was, like, worried about it, and I was complicating it. And at this point, I was in active addiction for decades, right? So my decision-making, like, I didn't know who I was. I had all kinds of problems, emotionally immature, impulsive, everything. So what ended up happening is someone told me to call your sponsor, right? And one of the other things I was saying was, like, I don't understand this program because, I understand I can read the steps, but I didn't really understand the principles incorporated. And the reason why I didn't is because I was overthinking it for so long, right? So someone's like, well, call your sponsor and talk to him about it or whatever. So I called him, and I remember standing in the parking lot, and I called him, and I was frustrated, and I said, I don't know if I should stay here or go to the recovery house or go back to my hometown or what I'm going to do. And what he said to me was, I don't understand this program, and I don't understand the principles. And he broke it down to me so simple. And I mean, it was, that moment was like an epiphany. It really, it was life changing for me in that moment, because what happened was, he said, Steve, did someone suggest you call me? I said, yeah. He said, okay, that's willingness, right? So the how of the program, honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. He said, so you don't know what to do about going home, whether you're going to go home or stay here. And I said, no. He said, okay, well, make a pros and cons list and, decide, the pros and cons of staying here, the pros and cons of going home, and make a decision. I'll support you 100%, whatever you decide. And I remember thinking to myself, like, this is, for me, I mean, the drug was making the decision for me for so long, active addiction. Like, if I wasn't doing anything unless it felt good, So it was abnormal for me to even go to somebody and get that kind of guidance and direction, let alone follow it. So he said to me, are you going to make the pros and cons? I said, yeah. He said, okay, that's open-mindedness. That's willingness. Are you being honest about what's going on with you? Yeah. So, but I remember in that moment thinking to myself, wow, that's so, like, for me, it was profound because it was so simple the way he broke it down to me, because I was, you know, going through the steps. Like, I read the step, and like I would overanalyze and complicate it and think about, you know, especially step two. You know, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Like, I remember thinking, like, I was supposed to have this big spiritual awakening and be on the side of a mountain and have this light come down. And in my mind, I had it all complicated to what I thought it should be, or what I was perceiving other people were saying to me. And the reality of it was that it was like right in the symbol, you know, the broader the base, the higher the point of freedom. The more that I become aware and I don't have those drugs in my system, the clearer my mind gets. And the power greater than myself is just me and another addict for me. And that's what it, you know, that's what it came to be. So I remember after that conversation, I made the pros and cons list. I did those things. But one thing I got out of it was, so I went to community meeting that morning, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to decide to focus on one principle, you know, and I'm going to look for it, like how I can practice it in my life and how I see it being practiced in somebody else's life, you know. And this was at the Gratitude House. So, you know, it was honesty one day, another day it was open-mindedness, but what it did was I became more aware of the principles, and then I started to understand how they incorporate into the steps. And because we all know, like, this, especially, like, with me, like, I know that in active addiction, for decades, I was practicing all those opposite principles, you know? I was practicing dishonesty, closed-mindedness, and unwillingness to do anything that anyone was suggesting I do. You know what I mean? And I did that for decades. So, like, to me, that was all abnormal. But to me, that's what the program is, and that's what the simplicity of the program is. And basically, like, I'm not taking a jab at my sponsor, but, like, I really, like, a lot of the thing when he said the pros and cons list, and, you know, the more, I read the basic text cover to cover in jail a few different times, but, it says right in there, make a pros and cons list, and make, you know what I mean? So a lot of what he was telling me is what he was reading. And so a lot of it's not, like, we're regurgitating a lot of those things, but the what I got out of it is, like, from watching him, like, he used to pick me up and take me to this program that they were at-risk youth, and he would take me every Wednesday. And at the time, I was going through a termination proceeding with my son. And I remember... just the things that I was learning to be tolerant, be patient, and be of service to other people. Like, all those principles, he wasn't verbally explaining it to me. He was modeling it to me and showing me it. And that's what, that's, you know, one of the biggest gifts I got from my sponsors. He actually showed me how, you know, about integrity and being honest, you know, because I, you know, in early recovery, I was saying one thing, and a lot of people that I had around me in active addiction, I call them yes men, people that are going to benefit from all those co-signing bad decisions. They're, yeah, that's good. Does she got a sister? Yeah, that's good. That, you know, no matter if you're in a relationship or not, right, or whatever you're saying, there was always people around me like that would co-sign that. And my sponsor was the first person that said, you know, I said to him, you know, how I didn't want the same reputation in down in Altoona and blah blah blah. I was saying all these things, and then the first time I stepped outside of that parameter, he checked me. And he said, you're going to have to get another sponsor if you're not willing to live with integrity. I remember thinking, man, this fucking guy. I was mad. But I was real mad, but then what I learned is that those people that were being honest with me and telling me the truth were the people I needed in my life and the people that really loved me. You know what I mean? They weren't yes men. They really cared and had real care and concern. And so I learned a lot from him, but like selfless service, and he used to take me to this program. And so he just simplified the program for me. He simplified those principles by showing me how they work. Like, he didn't just say things, but he followed through, and he held me accountable and allowed me to, my walk match what I was saying. And that was important for me because for a long time, I would say one thing and be doing something completely different. And I'm glad he, had I not had anyone, had I had anyone else that would have that would have, you know, took an easier, softer route on that one specific incident in my life, I wouldn't be standing here today, you know? So, the program for me, and the simplicities of the program is a lot of times I'll get ahead of myself overanalyzing things, overthinking things, and then you throw ADD on top of it, and I got the mind of a fucking squirrel. So it's like, it's so hard to keep focused on things. So I have to remind myself to slow down and breathe and take time and really simplify it. At my last job that I had, some of my coworkers, they're in the program themselves, and a couple of them, they used to tell me all the time, Steve, just don't overthink. I'd be asking all kinds of questions. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. You know, because I'll do that. I'll complicate the most simplest task. You know what I mean? Something that should take, a minute, 2 minutes to write, I'll spend a half hour on it, right? Because my mind works like that. It's always overanalyzing. So I'm grateful for the people in early recovery that helped me to simplify the program for me when I was trying to complicate it, because the thing of it is at that turning point in my life when I was in the recovery house or in the halfway house, I was frustrated, and a lot of times I see people, I work in treatment now, I actually work at that same facility I went through, when people get frustrated like I was, I see people walk out the door, you know what I mean? So being able to explain and simplify those principles and how the steps work are important. It was important for me. So it was a lesson that I learned from my sponsor that not just affects me, but everybody around me to this day. The program, I'm grateful, appreciative of the opportunity to come down here and speak. I had it's been a while since I spoke at an event. I mean, man, I spoke a lot of different places, but this topic and simplifying it is something that I really needed to share on. So one of the other things, and like I said, I took all my guidance. When I was done, I was done. You know, I took my guidance, the guidance that I from my sponsor. I was so used to making the same mistakes over and over, and like once I started to take direction from somebody else, my whole life changed. You know, like the life that I have today, as a result of learning those early lessons, and it was as a result of like focusing on principles on a day-to-day basis, and trying to understand them and how they played out in my life and other people's lives, has given me a new awareness. To me, that's what I consider a spiritual awakening. Right, is when I understand those principles and I can see the principles being practically applied, you know what I'm saying, in all areas of life, you know, with open-mindedness and willingness and just being honest, you know, no matter where it is. I'm forever grateful for the program, because when I showed up here, I was in a bad in a bad way. Someone was sharing last night, this meeting is, let the story that brought you here keep you here. And my story was pretty desperate, and it was bad. The life that I have today, like I could never repay. I travel from here across the globe to speak at an NA event because this program's given me a life that I'll always love the program, because it's given me a life of freedom. It not just affects all the people that I work with on a day-to-day basis, but my kids, my family. It's allowed me to. Last night the meeting was on love, the principle of love. It was out. They read it out of the principles, the new principles book in the NA book, and I'm able to show up today and love myself. You know, as a result of this program and. And I remember for so long I grew up not feeling that. I didn't feel love because of the disease of addiction. It took my parents' lives, it took my mother's life, and I grew up in institutions. So, the programs learn to, or help me to learn to care about myself a little bit more today and be mindful of how I'm treating other people, and most importantly myself, because like I can't pour nothing in anyone's cup if I don't have it my own, you know. Mm. And that was something that was real, it was profound, you know. We were talking about on the way up here, just some of the people that have, you know, that were around here and aren't here no more, and I learned a lot from the predecessors and the people that of Narcotics Anonymous. Some of the lessons is all about relationships, you know, the relationship with the drug, the relationship with myself, the relationship with the people around me, relationship with the power greater than myself. So the relationship with the power greater than myself, I just want to touch on that real quick, because I was complicating this for a long time, and especially in early recovery. And you know, the book says one thing, and it talks about all it has to do is be loving, caring, and greater than yourself. And for me, it was important that I established that, because without the ability to, I added to that, by the way, I added forgiving. That's not what it says in the book, but I added forgiving in there, because for me, I wouldn't be standing here if I wasn't able to forgive myself for some of the things I did in active addiction. But I understand the person that I was in active addiction is completely different than who I am today. If I start using today, I'm going to be a whole different person, like, and it's not going to be good. So, but I'm grateful because, like, you know, when I came down, I had a garbage bag of clothes. You know, I was able to buy a house and go back to school, and I'm in my master's, and that's all a direct result of Narcotics Anonymous and learning about these principles and having the predecessors in my area and in other areas. You know, I was a real active in the area for a long time early on, but it's allowed me to fly to Miami to see my daughter, or go when my son graduated from AIT out in Fort Huachuca, Arizona. He's an intelligence analyst, and like my daughter just started law, or this is her second year of law school at Duquesne, but I was able to show up for them. And I remember sitting in jail and always wanting to be a better father. You know, that's what always motivated me. That was always my internal motivator, like we used to, you know, was just being better, you know what I mean? So for me, I had to get in the habit and get in the pattern of learning what principles were, and some of them I was introduced to years and years and years ago, you know, but for me, recovery's been, it's not just been recovery, it's been like discovering who I am as a person, because I lost myself along the way a long time ago, and I'm grateful for the life that I have today. The program's beautiful, like I could just say, like, you know, the symbol talks about the broader the base, the higher the point of freedom. When I first got clean and I first got out of the house, I went over, you know, I did like over 180 meetings, but I went to the other fellowship in the morning, and I went to ours at night, and then sometimes three on Saturdays. And what that gave me is a base of people that I can call today, no matter, I mean, whether the person facilitates Smart Recovery or Refuge or whatever groups they facilitate, I have relationships with them. And to me, that's the benefit, that's the beauty of the program, is finding that one person that believes in you and cares, and really cares enough to tell you the truth. That's when my whole life changed, is when that person cared enough to tell me the truth and hold me accountable for the things I was saying and the things I was doing, and really focusing on integrity. So I'll forever be indebted to the NA program. I really appreciate the opportunity to come out here and speak. I thank the committee and the and Lamana for asking me to come and speak. And I think that's all I got. Thanks, guys. Thank you.